one of 18 players to hit four home runs in a game. And the other, of course, J.D. Martinez, who did it yesterday. We're very pleased to be joined by Sean Green. Sean, thanks for joining us. And I got to tell you, I made this point to Kevin Barker earlier. I was really surprised when I found out that there are more perfect games than there have been four home run games in baseball. Because I just assumed that, you know, we've gone through, we went through a bunch of eras in baseball. We had the steroid era. I mean, we've had, you know, and now the home run is kind of it's come back. I just thought there'd be more of them, to be honest. And I'm not saying it's easy to hit a four homer game, but does it surprise you, given the way the game is and the way the game's been, that it doesn't happen more often?
No, I think the reason it doesn't happen that often is because oftentimes when someone's already hit three, the score gets out of hand. Or in one of the rare cases when Carlos Delgado did it, I think the Blue Jays either kind of lost or it was a really close game.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you would expect him to be, you know, to get walked in the latter innings. But I think that's really the biggest reason why it doesn't happen very often is just the game tends to be out of control when a guy's already hit three.
Yeah, when you hit your second one, after your second one, when you went up to the plate for your third at bat after your second home run, were you trying to hit a home run?
I mean, I was pretty much trying to hit a home run every time I went up to bat. So. No, in all honesty, my approach, and once I kind of figured out how to start driving the ball to center field and the opposite field, I really did. I practiced with Carlos and BP just trying. We'd had a home run derby every day to center field, and that's where I learned how to start hitting home runs. And so we practiced it, and then when the game, you know, came around, we were, you know, in that mode of just trying to get a pitch. And if you get a pitch, then you're swinging hard and trying to hit it. I was trying to hit as hard as I could in the air. It's basically what I was trying to do to center field. And that was my approach pretty much all the time. And, you know, you have situations with two strikes or when you're trying to get a guy over from second to third with no outs, things like that where you're changing the approach or certain pitchers would change the approach. But for the most part, I was trying to hit the ball. You know, the people talking about launch angle today, like that's really what we were trying to do without a defined term for it.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned something, trying to hit the ball up the middle the other way. That's a lost art. People just don't try and do that anymore. And when Jeff asked you about hitting the four home runs, is that a big surprise to you? The more you think about that and guys not the inability to go the other way, like J.D. Martinez has 16 of his home runs this year the other way. The art of going the other way or the ability to go the other way hinders a lot of people, right?
It does. I think it's, for me, that was my big advantage. Early on in my career, I always wanted to hit the ball over the shortstop's head. Like that was kind of like John Olerud. Like that was my swing. And then I started to figure out how to drive the ball that way. And that was a huge, huge advantage because when you're starting to hit more home runs, the pitchers are scared to come into you because most people are hitting their home runs to near their pull side. So they stayed down in the way, and that became the pitch that I wanted to drive over the left center. So it was a huge advantage. But yeah, if you're hitting the ball the other way, you're staying on the ball longer. You're able to adjust to different, you know, off-speed pitches and breaking balls and all that stuff. So it was the approach in the mid-90s of a lot of guys, great hitters like, you know, Edgar and Manny Ramirez and A-Rod and Frank Thomas. All these guys were big into that, you know, right center approach for right-handed hitters. And I think that's something that got lost for a while. That's why one of the reasons why the hitting, you know, dipped for a generation.
Sean, what goes through your mind when you see somebody else hit four home runs like J.D. Martinez?
I mean, it's cool. It's happened, I guess, since I did it in 02. I think I was 14, so there's been four more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty neat thing. It's, you know, all the stars have to be lined up perfectly. There's a lot of players that have the ability to do it. I mean, if you could hit a handful of home runs in a season, you obviously have the power to hit the ball over the fence. Like even Scooter, who did it earlier this year, is not known for being a big home run hitter, and he's able to do it. So it's kind of an interesting situation every time it happens because you wonder, okay, what led to that? You know, how did the game unfold to the point where it just worked out where a guy can do that?
Yeah. Do you like the way baseball's headed? You know, the shift has changed every approach that any power hitter, any guy walking to the plate thinks about. They think about now not hitting the ball on the ground. You hit the ball on the ground, you're basically out because of the way the shift is playing. Do you like that part of baseball, the way that's headed, or the way it is now?
I was never a huge fan of all the sabermetrics and, yeah. and over analytics. I think most players don't love that. But it's funny because when I was coming up, everyone was like, hit the ball on the ground. If you hit the ball in the air, you're out.
Yeah.
So it's the complete opposite. And that was really more my approach early in my career. And then when I started figuring out how to hit the ball with that right launch angle and get backspin, that's when I really learned how to hit. So I believe it is right, even if a guy is not a power guy, it's really the same swing. You just might not be as aggressive. You might not be as strong or big or whatever the reason, but it's the same swing that a guy like Ichiro takes, that a power hitter takes. It's the same slot, but Ichiro just doesn't quite, he just kind of lets it be that line drive over short as opposed to really trying to put a little extra on it and hit it, a little further.
Hmm. Hey, Sean, and taking a look at the Dodgers, and I know it's a team that you're still relatively close to. You still pay a certain amount of attention to the Dodgers. What do you read into this recent run from them? Do you read anything into it, or is this just kind of one of those things that happens to a team, and better to have it happen around September 5th than October 5th?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting turn of events, right? I mean, they were, the first month was very mediocre at best, and then four of the best months in the history of baseball, and then now, really, really struggling. And I think in some ways, as long as they could turn around sooner than later now, where it doesn't become turn from a cut to an infection, right. Is really that's the scary thing. You don't want to, at this point, they want to start October completely healthy and have guys feeling good, feeling confident, both individually as hitters and pitchers, but also as a team. But at the same time, you're going to have a blip, and I think it's better that they're not chasing as much that under 16 win season, because that's a distraction that could prevent them from having guys be in the best possible mindset and physical, place come October. So I think that's a good thing. It just needs to stop. It really needs to stop now. And even if they finish the season, playing, 500 baseball or a little better than 500 baseball, I think it'll be, a good place for them to start October.